Hey, everybody. What is the Equal Protection Clause? Equal justice, unfortunately, no longer exists with the Department of Justice. The Colbert 9, get off scot-free. We talk about that. And then the Republican 47. You might not have heard about that. We'll talk about that and so much more. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. Type in Charlie Kirk Show to your podcast app. And hit subscribe in the upper right-hand corner, Charlie Kirk Show, and hit the plus sign in the upper right-hand corner. SAS, 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 everybody. Tampa, Florida, just hours away. Buy your tickets if you have not already. It's not too late to come from every corner of the country. Maybe you live in Louisiana, Alabama, Wisconsin, tpusa.com/SAS. That is tpusa.com/SAS. Turning Point Action will have Trump and DeSantis there. And so much more. Email me your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. What is equal protection? The Equal Protection Clause of the United States Constitution refers to the idea that the government may not deny people equal protection according to the laws. That also means there must be equal application of the law. So we're talking about equality under the law. We don't mean that everyone has equal talents, everyone has equal skills, but you are all the same sort of thing. We are all equal people. We are all the speaking beings. The Equal Protection Clause is the first section of the 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution. The clause took effect in 1868. It's been used for a lot of different reasons. But recently we have seen some of the most flagrant and outrageous violations of the Equal Protection Clause. Now, what I'm talking about in the last couple of weeks especially is we are seeing a complete unraveling of who gets to experience the brunt of the federal government and the Department of Justice, and who gets exempt from it, who gets exempted from it, you should say. You see, what we're living through is this moment in time where it's not even about hypocrisy. It's about hierarchy. It's not about, oh, well, they're being hypocrites, or that's an unequal application. No, they think they are better than you and they know they can get away with it. So enter, of course, center stage, Stephen Colbert's production team. Stephen Colbert's production team illegally entered the United States Capitol. It was 9 producers for The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. After they were arrested last month by the U.S. Capitol Police, a team filmed a comedy segment at the U.S. Capitol. Quote, the United States Capitol Police was just informed the U.S. Attorney's Office for District of Columbia is declining to prosecute the case. The U.S. Capitol Police said, quote, we respect the decision the office has made. They observed 7 individuals unescorted without congressional ID in a 6th-floor hallway. The USCP said at the time was closed to visitors. Quote, and these individuals were determined to be part of a group that had been directed by the USCP to leave the building earlier in the day. So these producers for Stephen Colbert illegally enter the U.S. Capitol. Sound familiar? Illegally harbor themselves in the U.S. Capitol. Sound familiar? And were originally arrested, and they were going to be tried by the U.S. Attorney's Office. But don't worry, Stephen Colbert started to work the phones. You see, comedy is not comedy anymore. Comedy is simply MSNBC with automatic laugh lines and people clapping, not laughing. Stephen Colbert is nothing more than a spokesperson for the regime. So Stephen Colbert started to work the phones, started to call people up and say, hey, I'm going to need to get this one taken care of. That's exactly what happened. The members of the group were told several times that they entered congressional buildings. They had to remain with a staff escort inside the building, and they failed to do so. They broke the law. In a statement, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington said the nine people were, quote, invited by congressional staffers to enter the building. Oh, is that now the barrier? Well, a lot of the January 6th people were invited by police officers into the building. They were escorted by police officers. The U.S. Attorney's Office said the producers were told they were supposed to have an escort on Capitol grounds, but their escort chose to leave them unattended. Oh, so if your escort leaves you unattended and you stay after hours, that makes you exempt from federal law only if you're a producer for Stephen Colbert's program. Here's a question for you. If the Charlie Kirk Show would have went into the halls of Congress unescorted, despite several warnings, without badges, to go film a comedy segment trying to find AOC, Rashida Tlaib, or Ilhan Omar, or Ayanna Pressley, do you think we'd be facing charges by the Department of Justice right now? It said, quote, the office would be required to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that these invited guests were guilty of a crime of unlawful entry because their escort chose to leave them unattended. Quote, we do not believe it is probable that the office would be able to obtain and sustain convictions of these charges. Well, not in a D.C. jury. Meanwhile, January 6th defendants with cancer, 70 plus years old, go into the Capitol Rotunda peacefully, escorted by police and welcomed by police, and they are facing months, sometimes years in prison. Play cut 69, Pam Hemphill. These were her last words before entering into jail for her sentence. Play cut 69.
Mom, how do you feel? You're here.
I'm scared to death. I'm frightened, but I know God's with me. I just got to take it 5 minutes at a time, one day at a time.
Mom, what do you have to say to the American people as your last words before you go in?
Just keep your faith that no matter what's going on in your life, God's with us, no matter what's happening to us. It's going to be okay in our lives. So just lean on God and trust.
Do what's right.
Do what's right and help make this country better again.
She has to go to jail, according to the Department of Justice. She's an insurrection, according to the Department of Justice. The Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution should ensure that all laws are applied equally. Now, of course, we know that's an ideal, but we got to get as close to the ideal as possible. You see, Colbert's producers, they're important people. And you could just imagine them right now. They're smirking and laughing in their production meeting. Whoa, that was a close one. We almost went to jail for you there, Steve. Ha ha ha. Meanwhile, hundreds and soon to be over 1,000 people that went into the Capitol building and did not commit violence. I'm not even talking about the violence. Violence is inexcusable and condemned. I'm talking about people that walked into the Capitol building, that were escorted by Capitol Police. And by the way, that is not some sort of theory. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez ranting in front of some reporter recently, she said that the Capitol Police were the ones that were escorting them. Play cut 68.
These insurrectionists,
like Antifa,
and that there were actual officers working with this, and we never got to the bottom of that, and we never got any answers about that, and then to this day we're just supposed to pretend that that never happened. I have no idea what happened to the people on the inside who were very clearly sympathetic with what was going on and opening the doors wide open for that.
Opening the doors wide open for them. So the Colbert producers, off the hook. They're going to waltz free. Meanwhile, January 6th defendants have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars defending themselves. Months in prison. So you take someone, for example, like Dr. Simone Gold. Dr. Simone Gold did not commit one act of violence. Should she have walked into the Capitol building? No. Should she go to jail for that? Are you kidding me? Absolutely not. She walks into the Capitol building. How is that different than the Colbert producers? And I could argue that these Colbert producers were given more warnings against their behavior than Dr. Simone Gold was. Dr. Simone Gold walks in, looks like the police are keeping the doors wide open. It's the people's house. And they charge her for unlawful entry, and she's going to have to go to jail for a couple months. Meanwhile, the Colbert Nine, they were told, hey, don't go unescorted. Don't try to capture congressional people on camera thought someone that is your sponsor, I don't want to call them your escort, it's a little weird, without your, let's say, sponsor in the halls of Congress, and Dr. Simone Gold has to spend tens of thousands of dollars defending herself, maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars, reputation put in crosshairs. One of the best things you can do to improve your health is get at least 7 hours of quality sleep every single night. I know it's hard to get that much sleep. Your mind keeps you awake and you can't get comfortable. But you wake up early and you can't fall asleep again. There's hundreds of reasons why you can get 7 hours of quality sleep every night. But listen, this is very important. Your body needs to heal itself when you sleep. And you're not getting enough quality sleep, you're increasing your risk of disease and making it harder to lose weight. Would you like to know an easy way to get more quality sleep every night? Well, make sure you're getting enough magnesium. Believe it or not, around 75% of people do not have enough magnesium. I take magnesium every night, and as soon as I did, it's a game changer. One of our team members that help runs our events at Turning Point USA, she was having trouble sleeping. I recommended magnesium to her. Bang. Game changer. There's actually 7 different unique forms of magnesium, and you must get all of them if you want to experience its calming, sleep-enhancing effects. That's why I recommend Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers. Simply take 2 capsules before you go to bed. You'll be amazed by how much better you sleep, how much better rested you feel when you wake up. For an exclusive offer for my listeners, go to magbreakthrough.com/Kirk to save up to 42%. Again, you can save up to 42% of Magnesium Breakthrough when you go to magbreakthrough.com/Kirk, magbreakthrough.com/Kirk. I know many of you are pretty upset about this Colbert story, and you should be. Stephen Colbert's 9 gets off. Meanwhile, January 6th defendants are in solitary confinement. Why are we putting up with this? I know many of you say, well, Charlie, there's nothing that we can do. It's largely true. But we have to use political power over we have it to try to fix some of this. Equal protection clause. Why hasn't a state attorney general indicted Hunter Biden for some of his crimes? I guarantee you he's broke some of the crimes of some Republican state. Some prostitute he brought across state lines from Arkansas to Tennessee or wherever. You see, the left thinks we're weak. They protect their own. The Department of Justice drops charges when it's somebody on their team. And right now, Steve Bannon is in front of a jury, potentially to go to jail for contempt of Congress. Peter Navarro will soon follow. They raided James O'Keefe's apartment. They raided Rudy Giuliani's apartment. James Comey and Lisa Page and Peter Strzok are all walking free laughing at us. Justice must be blind and justice must be equal, at least to the best of our ability. You can't have special carve-outs based on political parties that you prefer. If that's really the way Democrats want to run the country, it's going to get very uncomfortable for everybody very, very soon. So Bannon is in front of trial. Why? They don't like his politics. Navarro, they don't like his politics. You see, there are special carve-outs and exceptions and exemptions if you have the proper left-wing political view. If you are on the other side, the January 6th people come in and take a selfie, they're going to try to ruin your life. And it's one example after the other. Do I have to remind you about the Summer of Love, where a sovereign country was created, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone in Seattle? But Colbert's producers, you see, they're much more important than you are. They're involved in comedy. You see, they arrested the wrong people. In fact, the Capitol Police said, well, we fully support the decision. The only silver lining out of this whole thing, and I'd love your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. The only silver lining is that anybody that is now facing trial for illegal entry on January 6th needs to flood their courtroom via their attorney with motions to dismiss, arguing for a violation of the Equal Protection Clause. They need to just say, motion to dismiss. You just let off 9 people that literally did the exact same thing that I did. You aren't prosecuting it when it comes to left-wing comedians that are prowling the halls to try to find members of Congress illegally, but you're enforcing it with me when I walk into the Capitol door and it's held wide open by a police officer, and I go in and I live stream myself and I'm nonviolent in doing so. I'm not even talking about the violent people. People that committed violence should be held accountable. I'm not going to justify that. But 99% of the people that have been indicted, if you read the charges, unlawful entry, unlawful entry, unlawful entry, unlawful entry. So, but Colbert's people commit unlawful entry. By the way, it's not just them. How many other instances have we seen of pro-abortion protesters that swarm the Wisconsin state capitol? Unlawful entry. Or during Brett Kavanaugh, they went in elevators with Jeff Flake to try to intimidate him. Or how about this? Why were the Supreme Court protesters that were outside of Brett Kavanaugh's home threatening him, of which resulted in a potential assassination attempt, not a death threat, an assassination attempt against Brett Kavanaugh in violation of federal law, and none of them get held accountable? It comes down to this, which is the left is not afraid of us. They're afraid of what we could be. They're afraid of what we are becoming. But currently, they laugh and they smirk at us. They're having a party right now saying, yeah, we're going to go put you in a political prison in solitary confinement if you walk in and take a selfie in the Capitol Rotunda. But if you're one of our people and you go make jokes for Stephen Colbert, then you get off scot-free. A free society becomes unfree if all of a sudden you have a higher likelihood, substantially higher likelihood to go to jail if you believe the wrong things. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? Producer Andrew's right here doing an Iron Man thanks to Relief Factor. And truth is, I know there are millions of people. In fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise or just getting older. That can do it, getting older, which is why I'm so impressed with the people at ReliefFactor.com. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. They recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back pain, neck pain, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pain, then I'm suggesting you order their three-week quick start, still discounted, only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Check it out right now, ReliefFactor.com. You should order the three-week quick start too. Discount only $19.95. See if it will work for you. I think it possibly could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Check it out right now. The small things end up being significant. The small fights end up being big fights. I know many of you throughout the past couple of years have been like, why are we talking about the trans thing all the time? The trans thing is not an issue. Let people be whatever they want to be. And it's tempting to want to believe that. Many of you probably still do. Many of you are probably exhausted with this topic. In fact, part of their strategy is to exhaust you, is to make you fatigued with the topic altogether. They believe in it with religious fervor and zeal. And our side that believes in team reality, they just wear us down over time. They wear us down through their persistence. They wear us down with their insanity. When eventually, many of us just lose our willingness to fight. Now, not us, but many in the kind of space, because we get messages, Charlie, who cares? What difference does it make? More evil will be done in our lifetime because of the sentence, what difference does it make? What difference does it make that a 10-year-old's private parts get chopped off or chemically castrated without parental consent? What difference does it make if a 6-year-old gets exposed to lesbian pornography in class? What difference does it make? How does it impact you? What impacts society, impacts the innocence of children. And yes, I am going to speak out against that. And you should too. But because so many people have been unwilling to fight on this, and thankfully we're starting to see a coalescing of a resurgence of people to prioritize these issues and prioritize this fight and now prioritize this struggle, Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Merriam-Webster is a reference point for tens of millions of children worldwide. It's a place where a lot of people go to look up the definition of words. Merriam-Webster is considered to be the gold standard. Merriam-Webster's online dictionary has now changed the definition of female. So for many of you that are exhausted, oh, let anyone do whatever they want to do, however they want to do it. Well, now your children, if they open up Merriam-Webster dictionary, or your grandchildren, they're going to have a different definition of what is a woman. These people will not stop. They do not stop. Merriam-Webster has now changed the definition of what a female is. It now defines the term as, quote, having a gender identity that is opposite of a male. The key term here is gender identity, which demonstrates that Merriam-Webster maintains that gender is not directly connected to sex. A female is a woman. Trans-identifying males are not female. However, according to trans activists, men can become women. So they say, quote, of relating to or being the sex that is typically has the capacity to bear young or produce eggs. In Merriam-Webster's 10th edition, the dictionary defines the noun female as, quote, of relating to or being the sex that bears young or produces eggs. But they change that to, quote, typically has the capacity. Ironically, the kids' definition of the adjective female in the online edition remains the original one, quote, of relating to being the sex that bears young or lays eggs. We are now at a point where the kids' definition of the word is different than the adult definition of the politicized garbage. What are the impacts it has in classrooms? In Cut 260, this is a teacher. Now, mind you, think of how sick and twisted these teachers are. And by the way, I'm really sick and tired of people saying, well, Charlie, teachers are nothing but wonderful. Some teachers are wonderful. Some teachers are garbage. Some teachers are criminals. Some teachers are child pedophiles. We'll tell you about that in a second. But think about how sick and twisted and demented you must be as a person to film yourself in a classroom. First and foremost, how weird that is, just filming yourself. And this is a non-binary teacher reading a book about pronouns, about gender identity, and then a first grade student, and for those of you keeping score at home, that's a 7 or 8 year old, then comes out as trans. Play Cut 260.
I just read they, she, he, me, free to be, to a grade one class, and one of the students came out as trans. It was such beautiful proof that kids of any age are absolutely capable of accepting anything that they are taught with love. So please, no matter what age your kids are or what age you teach, it is so important that you teach them that trans people are valuable.
I mean, she's a very sick individual. She should be excommunicated from the teaching profession, and she needs serious mental help for going after first graders and trying to get them to become trans. She might be dealing with her own mental problems. Obviously, she is. But then trying to evangelize that to first graders, which will inevitably result in hormone blockers, puberty blockers, and chemical castration. But a lot of Republicans, your Republican Party says, well, who am I to judge? What difference does it actually make? Who cares if a first grader becomes trans and wants to take puberty blockers? That's the fruit of liberty. Actually, it's not. It's the opposite. And that's why the Parents' Party is rising up in record numbers. Conservatism, the modern conservative doctrine, what we call the new right, is rooted in the defense of the innocent and not caring about the names they will call us. Not caring about the accusations. Not caring about how they might isolate you or dox you. Now, speaking of educators, according to the Post-Millennial, over 180 educators face charges for child sex crimes so far in 2022. Over 180 teachers in grades K through 12 have been arrested on charges relating to child sex crimes in 2022 alone. The charges faced by four principals, among others, range from raping children to child pornography. One teacher in June received a 50-year sentence for sexually assaulting a 7-year-old student and then conspiring to kill him. In total, there were four principals, 153 teachers, 12 teachers' aides, and 12 substitute teachers. In April, a Florida middle school teacher was found guilty of sexual battery of a child. A high school choir teacher was charged with 9 counts of criminal sexual assault of students. A Missouri teacher faced an investigation for alleged sexual relationship with a student. And a Seattle teacher was charged with sexually molesting a student. There are only a few of the 181 educators charged with crimes. These are only a few of the 181 educators with crimes against students. And you know what's sick? That's a small percentage probably of what's actually happening. And look, I know there's a lot of patriotic teachers out there. We actually have a teacher summit coming up that we're going to start promoting, that we need to start to get kind of the word out post-SAS. We're actually going to mention it, SAS. There's some wonderful teachers out there. Wonderful Christian teachers, wonderful patriotic teachers. I want your thoughts, though, freedom@charliekirk.com. What do you think about the state of teaching? Do you trust your kids with government schools? I want to know, are those of you that are watching still sending your kids to public government schools, or is it private schools? I mean, some of the private schools are just as bad. But we're always told that teachers are heroes that can never be questioned. What if I told you many of these teachers are the ones that are actually pushing forward the most poisonous, cancerous, and insidious nonsense that we're seeing all throughout our society? For whatever reason, public school government teachers have received kind of this untouchable banner or this untouchable category. We have to get our heads around the fact that our institutions have been corroded and have been infected from within. Now, I know a lot of you are already taking your kids out of schools. This is one of the reasons why we started Turning Point Academy. I know a lot of you have taken your kids and you're homeschooling and you're doing everything you possibly can. But now that the Merriam-Webster Dictionary has changed the definition of female, 180 educators facing charges for child sex crimes, we have to start to create our own educational environments outside of the government school regime. I know a lot of you are doing this, and we're going to try to play our role. But I just want to reiterate to so many of you, do not be naive. If you give your child a smartphone and TikTok is on that phone, there's a chance that they're going to fall prey to all this. They might not become trans themselves because, and look, this is going to sound super controversial. I don't care. I believe a vast majority of kids that are coming out as trans are doing so because it's a social fad, not because they're actually trans themselves. It's because it's cool and it's acceptable. It's the new thing. You know, growing up when I was in fifth or sixth grade, the cool thing was having football jerseys and Reebok shoes. I don't even know if Reebok is still a company. I never hear about them anymore. The cool thing was having very specific types of clothes, or having an iPod was a very cool thing growing up. If you had a BlackBerry when I was in eighth grade, it was like a social, it was a piece of social currency. Now I'm afraid the new fad, the new cool thing, is to come out as trans. You get all this attention, you get all these new friends, and we have parents that are worse than helicopter parents. They're snowplowing parents where they just remove all opposition from a kid's life. They can never get sick. They can't be around germs. We must disinfect them all the time. Actually, by the way, epidemiologically, it's really bad for kids to just sanitize them and hand sanitizer all the time and Purell. That actually makes them less likely to fight germs and less likely to fight viruses. But it kind of fits into this theme, which is they just give them a device, give them an iPad, stick them in the basement, and stare at TikTok all day long. And you're wondering why this is the gayest and most trans generation in history? And it's having societal implications. I'll give you an example. What difference does it make? What difference does it make what's taught in our schools? First of all, you should oppose what's evil regardless of where it is. But I'll tell you what it is. The U.S. Army has announced, quote, they're cutting their force amid unprecedented battle for recruits. I read these articles from the AP, and never once do they explain why people don't want to serve in our military right now. Maybe because they don't want to shower with somebody of the opposite sex, be accused of saying something wrong because of some political correct regime, living under some sort of woke regulations that they spent over 6 million man hours on. You declare a war on white men from the time that they're 8 years old, maybe those white men don't want to serve in your military anymore, especially from states that you hate. Oh, those are the flyover states like Arkansas, Tennessee, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina. Just so happens those are the states that usually populate your military. So our border is wide open. Inflation is crushing people. Gas prices are out of control. Our national debt is spiraling into oblivion. People believe we're going in the wrong track as a nation. Not just people, 88% of people. Cost of living, young people can't buy homes, most depressed generation, suicidal generation, alcohol addicted generation, most psych drug taking generation. And what do Republicans decide to go vote for yesterday? The great Michael Knowles tweeted it beautifully. 47 Republicans just voted affirmatively to redefine marriage, not get government out of the marriage business. Now, you might have different views than I do on marriage. I believe marriage is one man, one woman. I believe the law should reflect that. But that's not even what happened. It's not about getting the government out of marriage. It's not having a laissez-faire belief on marriage. No, 47 Republicans in the House of Representatives went out of their way to try to codify the gay marriage law as national law. Not even to accept the court's decision in Obergefell. In fact, they voted to redefine the family in a way that virtually everyone, including Obama, considered unthinkably radical just over a decade ago. 47 Republicans. So the first of which is Kelly Armstrong from North Dakota. For Representative Armstrong, do you think a majority of people in North Dakota want you to make gay marriage the law of the land? Don Bacon from Nebraska, Cliff Bentz from Oregon, Ken Calvert in California, Kat Kamick in Florida. Huh, that's weird. She's speaking at our Turning Point USA event. I wonder why she's doing that. I'll definitely ask her. It's kind of weird. Why you would want to go make gay marriage the law of the land, not even leave it to the states or let people up to it. No, they're going to impose national gay marriage law on Oklahoma. Why are Republicans doing this? Liz Cheney, obviously, John Curtis from Utah, Rodney Davis from Illinois, Mario Diaz-Balart from Florida. You know, if you want to lose the progress you've been making with Hispanics, do more of this, Republicans. Ridiculous. Tom Emmer from Minnesota, Brian Fitzpatrick from Pennsylvania, Andrew Garbanino from New York, Mike Garcia from California, Carlos Jimenez from Florida, Tony Gonzalez from Texas, Anthony Gonzalez, of course, from Ohio, Ashley Hinson from Iowa, Daryl Issa from California. What is he thinking? Ridiculous. Chris Jacobs from New York, David Joyce from Ohio, John Katko from New York, Adam Kinzinger from Illinois, Nancy Mace from South Carolina, Nicole Malatakis from New York, Brian Mass from Florida. I know him. I mean, what is he doing? Ridiculous. Peter Meyer from Michigan, of course. Dan Muser from Pennsylvania. Marionette Miller Meeks from Iowa. Regret ever helping her. Blake Moore from Utah. Dan Newhouse from Washington. Jay Obernolte from California. Burgess Owens from Utah. Give me a break. Scott Perry from Pennsylvania. Tom Rice, of course. Maria Elvira Salazar. Mike Simpson from Idaho. Elise Stefanik from New York. Brian Steele from Wisconsin, Chris Stewart from Utah, Mike Turner from Ohio, Fred Upton from Michigan, David Valdado from California, Jefferson Van Drew from New Jersey, Ann Wagner from Missouri, Michael Waltz from Florida, and Lee Zeldin from New York. It won't pass in the Senate, but why are 47 Republicans sprinting with urgency to go redefine marriage? Leave government out of it. I think that's a reasonable, neutral view. It's not my view, but okay. But no, 47 Republicans are now trying to make it law and policy that we need to go further than Obergefell and make gay marriage everywhere. While kids are being propagandized with all this trans stuff, all this perversion, they now see this is the time to go do that. Why exactly are they thinking that? What constituency are they serving? Now notice, I didn't see Myra Flores on that because Myra Flores would actually receive backlash in the Rio Grande Valley if she voted for gay marriage. She'd have to go to the Rio Grande Valley and they say, yeah, we don't actually believe in that. You see, it's a white, woke, coastal belief that is increasingly unpopular with middle America. Again, Let states make their own decisions. That's what they were doing. They were trying to impose a federal mandate that Missouri and North Dakota, well, I guess North Dakota, Representative Armstrong is super into gay marriage. Wonder if that's popular in North Dakota. Would love your thoughts. freedom@charliekirk.com. It's not live and let live. It's live and let them rule over us until we do something about it. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.